No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Hidden.
Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Yeah, it's a podcast where we talk about video games, a beverage, some real-life XP, and we recommend something. Like, fuck Cop City and go to Atlanta Solidarity org to, donate, or just, do some research and do what you can to stop this shit.
Do that.
Oh, what's your name?
My name is Willie.
I'm Ginger.
I was once a Twin Galaxies referee and a world record holder on many games.
You still are a world record holder on many games, as I was not a ref. I was also a world record setter and holder.
Well, our first segment is beverages, but before that, we get the quote of the whatever, as you like to call it.
Yeah, it's the quote of the episode.
Quepisode, for short.
Oh, God. I guess.
I wasn't very affable, almost unconscionable, talking about your fontanelle, calling it whore. You were magnanimous about my prevarication.
That's a lot of big words that hurt my brain a little bit, okay. But okay.
That was a poem by me.
Sweet.
Ginger, what's your beverage today?
Oh, man. So, Will found some Warhead soda. I got the watermelon one. It's their Warhead Sour Watermelon Soda. That was a good crack.
Very sugary, but I want to taste some.
Dude, like 35 grams of sugar. Bright pink.
Like watermelon.
I don't hate it. It doesn't taste sour. It tastes more sweet to me.
Yeah, it doesn't really taste good. It tastes like a watered-down Jolly Rancher.
It really does.
I'm going to give it 2 out of 5. It's just sugar and watered-down Jolly Rancher.
But I don't hate it. I should hate it. I'm going to give it a 2.5 out of 5. Because I don't hate it, but it's not the best, because it's literally just sugar water. What you got, Will?
A soundboard that crashes again, apparently.
I will play my good soundboard then.
Pass into the iris.
Here in my garage, just bought this new Lamborghini here.
Yeah, okay.
Not really, but I have, all the way from Japan, a Chuhai grapefruit.
Ooh.
6% alcohol, 355 millimeter can. Yep, alcohol with grapefruit flavor, artificial flavor, and artificial sweeteners.
Okay, you have fun with that.
Yeah, alcohol from 100% cane sugar.
Okay. That was an odd pop or crack. I liked it.
It's not very carbonated. Yeah, it's got a unique Japanese can lid.
Yep.
It's clear, yellowish. It tastes like grapefruit wine.
Okay. Do you like it? Because you're not a wine person.
No.
I was kind of surprised.
It's also somewhere in between, like a grapefruit juice and vodka.
Okay.
It's reminiscent of that also.
I mean, like, when I drank, if I had grapefruit juice and vodka, especially in the summer, I wouldn't be mad. Because I like grapefruit juice.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to rate this?
I don't know. It wasn't worth the premium I paid for it in the import section of the fancy beer store.
Aww.
It was like $5 for this can.
God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's price gouging if I've ever heard
of it. That's why you don't see many Japanese drinks in the grocery store or beer store.
I mean, I guess.
It costs a lot to ship it.
Yeah, I know.
That's why they make Foster's in Canada.
But. Foster's, Australian for Canada, Australian.
But the Too High, I don't know. I'm also going to give that a 2 out of 5. It might be good in a mixed drink, but it's not for me all by itself.
That's too bad.
Fatality.
Especially for the price. But hey, at least you know not to buy it again.
These nuts.
Okay, maybe let's take a break.
Okay, and we'll come back with Real Life XP.
Ginger.
Yeah?
What's your Real Life XP?
My Real Life XP was cleaning the little breezeway in our house. We really didn't clean it when we first came in, and it kind of had a lot of shit in it, so I cleaned the shit out of it and vacuumed, and it looks pretty nice, and yeah, it didn't take me very long, but it was like something that was really needed.
Yeah, you didn't get all the spider webs that were on the windowsill, though, but you did a great job on the floor.
I tried to. Like, I thought I got most of them, but I mean, yeah, I missed some. I did, like, wash the inside of the windows, so all of the inside of the windows I washed. So, yeah.
Stop it. Get some help.
How many XP for cleaning the entry doorway?
That really needed to be cleaned. Yeah. I am going to say 100,000 points.
Damn! Okay, 100,000. Oh, what am I going to do for my Real Life XP?
I mean, there's a few things you can say. Did you talk about the trailer?
Yep.
Okay.
Garden fence.
Did you do anything cool when you were out of town?
I had some really good, unusual tacos.
Talk about that. That's my tacos. Real Life experience.
One place, I had quesaburrias.
Okay.
Which is like deep fried tacos.
How was that?
That you get a dipping sauce with is pretty good.
That sounds really good.
It was messy to eat with my hands, but that was easier than eating it with a fork and knife.
Okay.
Because you just dip the deep fried taco in like this queso sauce. Or no, it wasn't a cheese sauce. It was like a red hot sauce. It was yummy.
Yum.
And they also had a hot sauce there that was 1.5 million Scoville units.
Ooh.
I put one drop on my taco. I was okay. Another guy put a drop on his taco. He was a guy who was bragging about it and how he could take the heat.
Yeah, it's funny that a person... It's really funny when people brag about stuff like, oh yeah, I can take it, and then cry like a little bitch after. That's funny.
Uh-huh. So much so that the bartender offered him a glass of milk and he accepted it.
Oh, that's funny. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's funny when people brag about something and, like, they cannot, like, back up their fucking braggadocious way. It's kind of like karma or something got this person about bragging about how they can take it and took one drop and was a little bitch.
Uh-huh. And this other place I went to had lamb cheeseburger tacos.
Ooh.
And it was basically like the ingredients of a Big Mac.
Okay, so I gave you a little bit of shit when you were getting lamb because I know you don't like it too much.
Right. By itself. I don't like lamb chops.
But I was very proud of you getting lamb.
I came with
sounds so good.
Lettuce, good. Diced onion, a pickle spear, special sauce, and like the flour tortilla was like grilled the cheese onto it. So like put cheese on it. And yeah, it was just like a lamb Big Mac taco.
Yum. That sounds so good.
And while
it looked good because I think you sent me a picture of that. I was like, bam, yum.
While I was there, I had a Zing, which is a carbonated Jamaican grapefruit beverage.
Ooh, how was that?
6% juice soda pop. That gets a 5 out of 5.
Ooh.
Zing from Jamaica.
Nice.
Look for that.
Okay.
Instead of this Too High grapefruit.
But, yeah, so for trying some different foods that you never really had,
how about Taco 100,000?
I'm down with Taco 100,000.
Sweet.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back with some video games.
Select your player.
Ginger.
Yeah?
What game you play?
I play the new game Ravenlock on... Xbox Game Pass. This is an action role-playing game, and it kind of takes place and has a lot of nods to Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. So you pick a person, and then you have to... Like, the beginning of the game... You move with your parents, and then you have to kind of help them out doing some tasks and stuff.
Like unpacking?
Yep.
That game's fun.
But it's not totally like unpacking. Okay. It's like just in the beginning, you're unpacking and helping your family in the new house, and then you get into the barn, and there's this mirror, and you go into the mirror, and like Alice in Wonderland.
Through a looking glass?
Mm-hmm.
And Ravenloft? Do they explain why a raven is like a writing desk?
The Ravenlock is the person you're playing.
Okay.
You are the Ravenlock.
Are you like a writing desk?
No.
All right.
It's like the person who has to defeat the evil witch or the evil queen.
Just like the kids in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
So, I mean, it's a pretty cool game. I really like the fighting once you get it. It's pretty easy. Like, one button is a sword, and then you have a shield to block, and you can get, like, special, like, attacks and stuff to do with, like, other buttons on the controller.
So kind of a top-down Zelda-like?
It's like third person, yeah. So, yeah, top-down Zelda-like. Okay. It's kind of hard to explain the graphics, but I really like them. So it's a mix between, like, the new school 8-bit or 16-bit or 32-bit or whatever, with also, like, very clean lines in some spots. So yeah, it's kind of neat.
Some things will be detailed, but then some people's heads will just be made out of blocks.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
I really enjoy this, the graphics in it. And it's very cartoony as well, very colorful. And, yeah, you're basically on a quest to defeat the fucking lady who's being mean to everyone. It looks like it's the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in public domain now, Alice in Wonderland?
You know, it may be, to be honest, since it's such an old story. It could be why they are making a new game based on Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what do you do in the game? Do you fight people?
Yeah, you fight people, you, like, gather items or do puzzles or do tasks to basically get further in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do a little dance in front of these, like, little bunny things and collect them for this bunny in a certain spot. You can, like, do a little dance.
So like a bunny rabbit or like a man-sized bunny person?
Well, there's a man-sized bunny person collecting these statues of bunny rabbits that kind of look like the same bunny rabbit that it is. I haven't seen any jugs.
Bathrooms?
I haven't seen any bathrooms yet.
Rivers? Streams?
I think a fountain.
Teacups?
Which you could piss in a fountain. You know what? There are teacups because I did see the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you can use two teacups as a bra.
You could use two teacups as a bra. And you could piss in a teacup as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I haven't beat this game, but I look forward to playing it more. It's really a fun, easy game. Looks like it probably could take a couple hours to beat it. So, yeah. I look forward to playing it more, and maybe I'll come back with some shit I missed. Just like another game I mentioned. I don't even know what it is.
I'm sure you will. I'll believe it when I see it.
So many games. So many fucking, like, RPGs. I love RPGs. They're such long games. Like, fucking sorry. Not sorry.
Mamma mia! Hey, I got a quick diss.
Aw, shit. What's
for a game that's not necessarily a terrible game, but it's not for me.
Okie dokie.
I played Amnesia, The Bunker. And Amnesia is like a horror survival series.
Okay.
And this one takes place in World War I in a bunker. And it starts out, and you're getting attacked by the Germans, and you like go into this bunker to hide from being bombed. You fight through the bunker a little bit. And the controls, like, for your inventory, which is very limited, kind of clunky, you know, like a normal it's all first-person shooter.
Okay.
But you, like, to bring your gun out, you press X, you know, you hold one shoulder button to aim, hold the other button to fire, but you only get, like, when you start the game, you only have one bullet. And you have to hold X to bring out your gun to see how many bullets are in your revolver. And then while you're holding X, you have to press R2 in order to put one bullet at a time in your revolver. And after this first introductory part, you get locked in a bunker. And there's like clues about this, like, you're locked in there, everybody else is dead. It looks like, you know, some dead space monsters have gone around and destroyed everything.
Okay.
And there's little tunnel openings.
So you just didn't like it, huh?
No. You get a flashlight that's like a human-powered flashlight. No, you pull this string and it does like a whirring, kind of like a...
A chainsaw?
Like a pull-and-run toy. You know, those race cars where you pull the string and it'll go. Like a flashlight that runs like that.
Ew, fuck that.
But then it also makes noise that attracts the monster that you can't kill. Fatality. And you only have like one or two bullets. Like at one part, this guy, like, you lose your gun, but you wake up and he's like, go get this gun. There's a bullet over there and kill me before the monster gets me. And you go and get the bullet. And as you're putting the bullet in, the monster gets him. So you get to keep the bullet.
That's...
There are, you can get cans of gasoline. And
this is a quick diss, right?
Yeah.
So get to the point of
I'm talking about,
don't like it.
It's just so clunky and boring and exploring. Your whole goal is to go find a dynamite and then a plunger to detonate the dynamite at the exit. Because people who left before you, they were chicken and they blew up the exit and locked the monster in there. So you're trapped in there with the monster.
Sounds dumb.
Yeah, you can only carry like 12 things at a time. You can like combine gasoline, cloth, and make Molotov cocktails.
Why?
Because there's also mutant rats down there.
Jesus.
Mutant rats that have been eating the dead bodies.
That's fine. This is a bad game, and you didn't like it.
I didn't like it. Some people might like it. If you like going around in
boring games.
Yeah, in the dark. Boring games.
Select your player. Will, what game you actually play?
I played two space games on the playdate.
Woohoo!
And they're both heavily inspired by Asteroids. So the first one is called Star Sled.
Ooh, I like the name.
This one is like Asteroids without shooting. You control an asteroid ship, fly through the air, and you steer with the crank.
Ooh.
That turns your ship. You fly forward when you press B for thrust.
You thrust
and you steer. And there are sparks in space. And your goal is to fly around the sparks.
Are you in it?
No, but here, I can go to it. Your goal is to... Oh, when you fly around, you leave a trail behind your spaceship. And your goal is to make a circle around the sparks to capture it. And you go through a level, and once you capture all the sparks, you defeat the level and move on to the next.
Okay.
They keep adding more and more, like, obstacles. Like, there will be guardians. If you run into a guardian, you die. If you draw a circle around a guardian, it will come and kill you right away.
Whoa.
And so you have to circle the sparks while avoiding them. Then they'll put, like, walls. And so you have to get these guys, like, near walls without hitting the walls.
Oh, shit.
There's bosses where they have, like, sparks as their lives. And you gotta, like, go fly into, like, a little cubby on the boss to capture the spark.
Okay.
And get all of those to defeat them.
Neat. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So it's a simple flying in space.
I liked the name of it. And in space, like, there could be just, like, drugs everywhere, but no one will hear you piss.
Yeah. It tracks your high score for the stages and, like, for overall high score. If you start on stage one and play through, it will track that.
So are there space piss jugs? I mean, those sparkles kind of look like cat buttholes.
Everything's pretty sparkly in that game.
Okay. Well, is that it on that one?
Yeah.
What other game you play, Willie?
I played another one called Hyper Meteor.
Ooh.
And this one...
Another space-like.
Also very much like Asteroids. You control a little triangle ship. Excellent. You press thrust to go forward in whichever direction your ship is going. And you use the crank to steer your ship.
The crank.
Oh, I forgot to mention in the other one, you can play like with the normal arcade control, where mm-hmm. your ship kind of has momentum. And so you gotta like plan your turns around the momentum you have.
Okay.
There's also an absolute control where your ship just moves in the direction you're pointing. And momentum doesn't affect you, so it's like two different ways to play it.
Interesting. All right. Cool.
In Hyper Meteor, it's all Asteroids-like with momentum, and you fly across the screen, or off the screen. It treats it just like Asteroids. You go up, you appear on the bottom. Or if you go off one side, you appear on the other side. Being fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows. There is also no gun in this, but there are asteroids.
Yeah, you have to avoid them.
You have to hit them. They show up and like half of them is white and half of them is black. And you have to fly into the white part of the asteroid and then it will split into two. And the large and the medium ones have white. And if you touch the black part, you die. Once they're small, then they're all white and then you can collect them.
Okay.
You get more points for getting streaks. But to make it tricky, these things are flying, you know, up, down, left, right. And
yeah, while they're flying, moving targets.
And they're spinning. And so you have to take into account the spin and, like, hit them when you're facing the right side of them. It gets pretty tricky. And more keep showing
it's
up.
It's tricky.
And you advance in levels, and more stuff shows up. By the time you hit level 3, you get these different enemies that show up. And they're like giant spaceships like you. They fly at you, kind of like heat-seeking missiles, slow-moving. Their tip is black and kills you. Their back is white, and so you gotta fly around to the back and tap them in the back to kill them. Jade Slayer. And then, yeah, they just keep throwing enemies at you until you die.
Okay.
It's another high-score action arcade.
All right, sweet.
And Hyper Meteor and Star Sled are both in Season 1 of the Playdate games.
Nice.
So everybody who gets a Playdate gets them. All right, well, that's my three games. It could have gone longer, but you told me to shut up about the bunker.
It was a quick diss.
I was doing a long, quick diss.
Quick diss.
I don't know how to do those anymore.
Do you want to go on about your quick diss more? Because it's going to be a short episode?
No.
Okay.
You told me not to. I won't talk about how there's a shotgun. All right, that's it.
Oh, it's time for recommendations.
Doodly-doo.
Will, what do you recommend?
I'm going to recommend something.
Something, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right.
What are you going to recommend?
I'm going to recommend going to your local library and maybe checking out, like, some books. Like, something that piques your interest. And if they don't have it, they will totally fucking get that shit for you. Like, there's a couple books on my Libby app that they weren't, like, audiobooks. And I will do better with the physical copy instead of looking at my phone. Uh-huh. So I went to our local library and I put a couple books on hold. So now I got them and I'm going to be reading Laziness Does Not Exist. And then Paula Poundstone's The Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. Yeah, it's like that long of a name. I love that. So,
well, that's how long I wanted to make the name of our podcast, too.
Ridiculously long.
Yeah.
It is pretty long, though. We have a pretty long podcast name. So, yeah, I will say go to your local library. Like, there's a lot of resources that you'd be surprised that your local library has.
Sometimes they have popcorn, too.
I mean, my local library does donation-based printing, so that's pretty fucking great. When I need to print a document.
I'm going to recommend Godzilla, King of the Monsters, the 2019 version.
Yes.
We just watched this recently, and yes, you get to did. See a bunch of the coolest Godzilla monsters.
Fuck yeah, you do. So, it's fucking great.
And then they tease Godzilla versus King Kong, the 2021 version at the end.
Yep.
I wish they would have made, like, another King of the Monsters version, mm-hmm. like, with more of the other monsters, too.
Yeah, like, fucking Biollante. Yeah. Like, come on, bring Biollante up in this bitch.
And Mechagodzilla.
Right.
Yep, so many more. And with Turtle Guy, too. What's his name?
I don't know the turtle one's name.
Let's go, Gamera.
Gamera. Gamera. Gamera is really me. Gamera is filled with me. We've been eating Gamera. Shell, teeth, eyes, flames, claws, breath, scales, fun.
Dr. Forrester is kind of a jerk. And Frank is really dumb, too.
We have to take part in these lame experiments.
But do we complain?
No.
No.
Yes.
Huh? So we hike all over the place.
And talk of a thousand wonderful days.
Everybody now.
Gamera is really sweet. He is filled with turtle meat. Now we have commercial signs.
But they had the Hydra, the three-headed dragon. They had Mothra.
Yeah.
They had the fucking
Rodan was a lava bird.
Was the lava bird, yep. Yeah, it was cool. It was a cool movie, even though a part of it kind of skipped.
Oh, yeah, and then the weird, like, giant monkey elephant with tusks thing at the end.
Yeah, there was a fucking, like, mammoth. There was a giant mammoth.
It was, like, half monkey, half mammoth.
Really?
Yeah, but Godzilla-sized.
Yeah, there was a bunch of monsters at the end that, like, I had never seen.
One of them looked like a Phyrexian from Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, there was some weird looking monsters, which was pretty sweet. Yeah, it was a cool movie.
That's my recommendation. All right.
Good recommendation. So we'd like to thank our patrons. Pew, 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 pew.
Why, thank you, patrons.
Yes, thank you very much. I'd like to thank...
Why don't you tell us who they are?
Mike Gagne from Boston Harbor Horror.
Ha-ba-ba-ba.
Ha-ba-ba-ba. Oh, Chris Copeland from Retro Hangover.
I won't do that again.
No. Oh, Dan the Movie Seller from The Movie Seller.
The Movie Seller.
JD Lowe, a Burger Time champ.
Who just built his own arcade machine.
Fucking so super cool. Also, Maiden of the Veil. They are no longer doing a podcast, but reach out to them on social media and get a tarot reading from them because they're fucking amazing. We love you, Carmen. You will not hear that.
Are you all done with that watermelon juice? No, I almost done.
And then last but not least, Daddy Keith from the Main Quest podcast. Thank you all. Yes. And thank you, Rappy McRapperson, for your intro music and Adequacy for your outro music.
We have an email. We have a Patreon. Contact us at grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Follow our Patreon for early episodes and stickers every month.
Yeah.
None of the episodes on our Patreon have commercials.
Correct.
We do not have a phone number.
Not anymore.
We have a link tree.
Yeah, and once I get something, we'll have a blue sky.
linktr.ee/grandrapidians.
I am going to vow to update our Instagram and keep it updated by the end of this year.
Wowzer. You should take a picture of my chew-high. Anything else? That's it. Mm-mm. Wrap it up. Here comes that giant hook to pull me off stage.
Goodbye.